Every who down in Whoville liked Christmas a lot, but the Grinch who lived just north of Whoville did not. The Grinch hated Christmas the whole Christmas season. Now please don't ask why, no one quite knows the reason. It could be perhaps that his shoes were too tight. It could be that his head wasn't screwed on just right. But I think that the most likely reason of all may have been that his heart was two sizes too small. But whatever the reason, his heart or his shoes, he stood there on Christmas Eve hating the Whos, staring down from his cave with a sour, grinchy frown at the warm, lighted windows below in their town. For he knew every Who down in Whoville beneath was busy now hanging a holly Who wreath. "And they're hanging their stockings," he snarled with a sneer. "Tomorrow is Christmas, it's practically here." Then he growled with his Grinch fingers nervously drumming, "I must find some way to keep Christmas from coming. For tomorrow I know all the Who girls and boys will wake bright and early, they'll rush for their toys. And then, oh the noise, 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 noise. There's one thing I hate, oh the noise, 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 noise. And they'll stand close together with Christmas bells ringing. And they'll stand hand in hand, or the Whos will start singing.
For Who foray, da do da ray, welcome Christmas come this way. For Who foray, da do da ray, welcome Christmas, Christmas Day. Welcome, welcome, for Who ramus, welcome, welcome, da Who damus. Christmas Day is in our grasp, so long as we have hands to clasp. For Who foray, da do da days.
And they'll sing, and they'll sing, and they'll sing, hang, hang, hang.
And the more the Grinch thought of this whole Christmas sing, the more the Grinch thought,
I must stop this whole thing. Why, for 53 years I've put up with it now. I must stop Christmas from coming, but how?
Then he got an idea, an awful idea. The Grinch got a wonderful, awful idea.
I know just what I'll do, the Grinch laughed in his throat. I'll make a quick Santa Claus hat and a coat. This is stop number one, the old Grinchy Klaus hissed, as he climbed to the roof, empty bags in his fist.
Then he slid down the chimney, a rather tight pinch,
but if Santa could do it, then so could the Grinch.
He got stuck only once, for a minute or two, then he stuck his head out at the fireplace flue, where the little Who stockings hung all in a row.
These stockings, he grinched, are the first things to go.
Then he slithered and slunk, with a smile most unpleasant, around the whole room, and he took every present. It was quarter to dawn, with all the Who still abed, all the Who still a snooze, when he packed up his sled. Packed it up with their presents, their ribbons and wrappings, their snoofs and their fuzzlers, their tringles and trappings. 10,000 feet up the side of Mount Crumpet, he rode with his load to the tip-top to dump it.
Poo-hoo to the Whos, he was grinchingly humming. They're finding out now that no Christmas is coming. They're just waking up, I know just what they'll do. Their mouths will hang open for a minute or two. Then the Who down in Whoville will all cry, boo-hoo. That's a noise, grinned the Grinch, that I simply must hear.
He paused and the Grinch put a hand to his ear. And he did hear a sound rising over the snow. It started out low, then it started to grow. But this sound wasn't sad, why this sound sounded glad. Every Who down in Whoville, the tall and the small, was singing without any presents at all. He hadn't stopped Christmas from coming, it came. Somehow or other, it came just the same. And the Grinch with his Grinch feet ice cold in the snow, stood puzzling and puzzling.
How could it be so? It came without ribbons, it came without tags. It came without packages, boxes, or bags.
He puzzled and puzzled till his puzzler was sore. Then the Grinch thought of something he hadn't before.
Maybe Christmas, he thought, doesn't come from a store.
Maybe Christmas perhaps means a little bit more. And what happened then? Well, in Whoville they say that the Grinch's small heart grew three sizes that day. And then the true meaning of Christmas came through, and the Grinch found the strength of 10 Grinches plus 2. And now his heart didn't feel quite so tight. He whizzed with his load through the bright morning light. With a smile to his soul, he descended Mount Crumpet, cheerily blowing hoo-hoo on his trumpet. He rode into Whoville. He brought back their toys. He brought back the floofs to the Who girls and boys. He brought back their snoofs and their tringles and fuzzlers. He brought back their pantookas, their daffles and wuzzlers. He brought everything back, all the food for the feast. And he himself, the Grinch carver of beef. Welcome, Christmas, bring your cheer. Welcome to all who's far and near. Christmas Day is in our grasp so long as we have hands to grasp. Christmas will always be just as long as we have we. Welcome, Christmas, while we stand to heart in hand.